Hey, Dreammakers, CB here. Are you ready for a transformational, game-changing and money-making experience? Join me in Push the Money Button this June. We're going to have the most fun making more money than you otherwise would from your hard work in the world. Go and check it out on Instagram at CB Dreammaker to learn more. Mwah. Peace out. Friends, welcome to another CB solo ep. It's just me today. I am actually on my way back from a weekend away writing, and I've been cruising back home. I'm so excited to see my kids, and I've been playing Pink and just singing my heart out. And I actually just had this feeling I need to pull over and record this podcast. Not that I necessarily have something particularly profound to share with you. It's probably more a case of I'm super pumped for this week ahead. I have a very full plate and I want to keep up with my commitment to do my weekly solo CB apps. So rather than wait for the perfect moment, I've decided to pull over in front of a strawberry farm and just take a moment to connect with you all and record the podcast. So I'm sure there'll be something in this for you all, and I'm trusting that this kind of nudge to pull over and get it done is because I feel like I love recording these podcast episodes when I'm in the stream, when I'm in a really good energy. And going for a cruise in the car on my own, it's a beautiful sunny day, I'm listening to Pink, I've just had two nights to myself, completely to myself, to go away and write my book. Not that I did any writing in the evenings. I did all the writing during the day, and I'll tell you about that in a sec. But yeah, the first little chunk of time I've had to myself for a little while. So I'm feeling the vibes. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really excited. As I was packing up today, I could really feel my nervous system feeling more regulated because I'd both given attention to a dream and made some progress in something that really means the world to me, and I had some time to rest. So those things, you know, progress and rest, both of those things combined and a little bit of CB time has been really, really good for me. And then topping that off with a nice drive home and listening to Pink. Yeah, I'm just feeling in the stream. So wanted to record the podcast now. A couple of things that I wanted to share with you guys. I was thinking about this on my drive up to the river where I was going away to write, was about creating space for the projects that mean the world to you. And I'm imagining there'll be some people listening who will be like, oh, well, it's all right for you. You're able to go away for a couple of days. My kids are too small. Oh, I've got a full-time job, or whatever the story that comes up for you guys is. Remember that everybody's life is super full. You know, we've all got families, homes, businesses, jobs, all sorts of things that we're juggling. And the reason why I want to share this is because I had such a big week last week in my business and with my kids. And I got to the end of the week, and actually my sister Jen can attest to this. I sent her a voice note and said, I've got these days planned to go away and write my book, but I think I'm going to use them to work. I think that I'm going to use them to do like revenue generating activities rather than writing. And she was supportive of that, but really it was just a process of me speaking out loud the thought I was in. And that happened, I think, Thursday night after a few really big business days, because most of my stuff happens in work like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I got to Thursday and I was like, oh my God, I just feel like I really could be giving so much energy and attention to all the projects and the revenue generating stuff in my business as a priority over my book. And I think it's important to share that and the truth around that, because it's a nice idea to think that we can create space to go away and work on our heart project. And whether that's writing a book or creating a deck of cards, or maybe it is even building a new program, revenue generating whatever it is, your dream, we have to be willing to create space on a pretty regular and consistent basis. And this year, writing the book has been a huge priority for me. And that doesn't mean I'm absolutely not approaching it by taking action every day. I'm approaching it by creating some containers of time every couple of weeks, at minimum once a month. And that's really working for me. So it means in the meantime, I'm just focusing on what's most essential for my children, for me, for my business, moving my body, all of those things. And I am choosing to then create space to write the book. But even though I created the space, I started to feel the pressure last week. I literally got in a spin. And I said to my sister, I think I'm going to have a meltdown. If I'm at a point where I'm going to have a meltdown, that must mean I just need to keep working. And then I went and had a shower. And I was like, who the hell are you? That is the actual opposite of what is authentic to you, of what you truly believe in. And of course, in the spaciousness of having a shower, in the spaciousness of having said out loud to someone, aka my sister, all of the things I was thinking, there was kind of a release of, oh my God, here's the stress, here's all the things I'm thinking. And then I went and had a shower. And in the spaciousness of that shower, I was like, oh my God, Clary, spaciousness is the thing for you. You are deeply committed to creating a business and a life and continuing to do that in a way that feels like really sustainable and honoring of your heart values and desires and what it is you want to create, but also how present and connected you want to be to the present moment. So it was a short little whirlwind for me, but I then decided, regardless of the fact that I have a lot of things happening in my business, and the fear part of me or the lack part of me wants me to keep working on the things that are going to be more immediate revenue generating activities. But the bigger part of me, when I step back and look at the bigger picture, the heart driven, I've got this part of Clary was, no, you've carved out the time, you've created the space, go away and rest and go away and write the book. And you have to continue to trust in the process, and you have to continue to trust in yourself, and you have to continue to trust in the timing, and you have to continue to trust in the framework that you live and breathe by and that you've created for yourself and that you mentor other people in. And that requires rest and spaciousness. So I'm sure I'm sharing this because somebody needs to hear it, but I guess I came back, I did a little 360, I guess, for myself. And I knew then by the time I went to bed Thursday night, I was like, no, I'm definitely going away to do the writing. All of the business stuff can wait. And actually the priority will be to rest, and I'll have a minimum commitment of little containers of time to get writing done in. So I also wanted to share a little bit about what I did to make that doable. And so that's why I feel good, like I've had an actual like restful weekend and got stuff done. So a quick little side note, this has happened because I've asked for support. This has happened because I've made plans for my children. Well, on this particular weekend, it's a dad weekend for them, but I know that like earlier in the year and at the end of last year, I was like, this book is not getting the attention it deserves. And that came from this discomfort in my body. I was starting to feel misalignment with what my vision is. And so therefore I asked for support. I asked people in my family for support so that I could go away to get this written and have a beautiful place to go to. And often I'll go away with my sister Jan Jan, but she wasn't available this week, so I just went on my own. So you need to actually ask for support, and you need to actually put things on the calendar, and you need to create the space. That's on you. It is entirely on you. I could have so easily let this weekend go by and not stuck with my commitment to go and write, and stayed in that kind of mentality where I just needed to stay focused on the revenue generating stuff. I know I would have got to the weekend and never ended up doing work anyway, because I never do work on the weekend. I feel like writing is different, but anyway, each to their own. But you've just got to ask for it. So that's in there. The other thing I wanted to share is just a little bit of my process, how I made it a reality. So I went for the cruise down to where I was staying down at the river, and I always have this intention that it's landing day. So my highest priority is get there, unpack, set myself up, and then just ask myself what I need. I went on my way down there, I went and saw a friend of mine and had a cleanse. I had a colonic on the Friday morning, and that was such a gift for me because I had had such a big week, and it was something to help kind of bookmark the end of what had been a really busy and hectic period and literally clear the decks, but also create this kind of nervous system nourishment in my body for when I was going away. So that opportunity came up and I took that. And so Friday morning I went and had the cleanse, and then I got in the car for my little road trip, and I listened to some podcasts that just inspired me and got me excited about my future, and then a little bit of music, and then I landed where I was staying and unpacked and settled in. And yeah, I just asked myself, what do I need right now? And I just started by making a cup of tea and making some food and taking my bra off and putting my PJ pants on and just getting really, really comfortable. And I'd set up my computer and I'd set up my space, but I didn't put the pressure on myself that I had to start writing straight away. But you know, before too long, probably I've been there for about 45 minutes, I was like, I'm ready. I just want to bust out a little bit of writing, so I know I've done some. And the way that I do it is I set 45 minute timers, and at minimum, if I just do a 45 minute stint of writing or editing, I'll be stoked. And I try to just stay, when I'm doing a 45 minute timer, unless I'm busting for a wee, I will just stay committed and I won't get up and do anything else. I'd already deleted all of my socials and all of my email and all the things that could potentially distract me, and my phone was on silent, and I just got in and did the writing. And then I got into the flow. I got into the stream, which is pretty cool. So I thought at the time, I'll just do one lot of 45 and just get a vibe for here I am writing for the weekend. And I just got so excited about it that I ended up doing four or five 45 minute stints in a row with a couple of wee breaks and a couple of cups of tea and some snacks. And then that was it. I ran a bath and felt so proud of myself and made myself some nourishing food and just drank heaps of water and chilled out. I watched heaps of Australian Idol. I've been catching up on Idol. No one, my family won't watch it with me, but I just love it. I just love seeing people do brave things. So I feel like I got this really beautiful mix of rest and getting shit done, and that is a really good place for me. And then I did the same thing the next day. I had a sleep in till I was ready, woke up with the sun actually, and went downstairs, had a hot water, made myself coffee, and again, I'll just do 45 minutes. That's all I need to do and regroup after that. But I got on a roll and I ended up doing, I reckon I did four lots of 45, and then I had a break, watched some more Idol, had a rest, and I was like, yeah, I want to get more done. So yeah, I did a few more stints, and then yeah, I had another bath and another relaxing night. So that's how I did it. I am containers of time, creating a space, asking for support, definitely layers of accountability. Jen wasn't there with me this time, but I was just texting her like, I'm super proud, I've just done another 45. And you know, we were texting around that, so it was just nice to have that little bit of extra support. And I just kept it simple, low pressure. So I feel like I've made heaps of progress on my book. I have done, I'm now on like iteration 3.5. So I'm at a process where I'm kind of rewriting and editing and adding more to and fleshing out the chapters that I've written. So yeah, I feel stoked. I feel like I made heaps of progress, and I'm super, super jazzed for this week because I am being Jen's mural assistant. It's one of my most favorite things to do. I've had the absolute privilege and pleasure of doing a couple of murals with her over the time, but a little bit more recently. And today when I was driving back, my whole body is so excited. I'm just so excited to be away from my computer and to be hanging out with my favorite human other than my kids. And it's such a precious thing to be sharing with someone that you love. That, you know, Jen Jen has created another banging mural. She is the artist. I'm just colouring in between the lines and moving shit around and doing whatever she tells me to do. But it's such a joy for me to put myself in a different space and to do something creative. And if you haven't figured this out already, I am obsessed with anything that feels like it nourishes and regulates my nervous system. And turns out I love painting. Turns out I might have a little bit of artistry vibes in me as well. But really, it's hanging out with my sister. It's hanging out with my sister. Sometimes we're having massive conversations and chats. Other times, you know, hours are passing and we're just doing our own thing. But I love every second of it. So take what you want from that. I think it's a shout out to make sure that the things that you are doing in your life are things that feel really good for you. Feel really good to get done. And just, what are you gonna do this week? Like, actually, not talk about doing, but actually do this week to nudge your dream forward, to create space for the thing that you really want to bring into reality. To, you might, clearly we can't all get two glorious days away all of the time, but you might be able to create a 45 minute window to put a timer on and get some shit done. When I was on a podcast recording last week with Spears, romance writer, can't wait to share that podcast with you, she talked about doing 25 minute stints. And so just pick something that works for you and do it consistently and like for you, and just shitty first draft and maximum impact. Because I'm going to go and paint with Jen Jen, that is always, I think that's part of my job being there, or that is my approach to business and life as well. But I'm always like, all right, Jen Jen, what do you want me to do that is going to have maximum impact so that we can see and feel that we're making progress? So yeah, that's all I wanted to share with you. I'm super pumped. I'm gonna cruise away from this strawberry farm now and head home and see my kids. I'm so pumped for this week. If you listen to this episode and you got something out of it, let me know. I'd love to know who's listening. I bloody love the podcast, and it's definitely growing and gaining a little bit of traction and momentum. And we've got some really cool guests coming up, which is also very exciting for me. I just love sharing heart space with courageous dreamers and dream makers and people who are making really cool shit happen in the world. So that's unfolding in the weeks to come. And I did have a little bit of a download over the weekend about a banging masterclass that I'm going to do in April, I reckon. And I think it's a space between authenticity, making dreams come true, making dreams a reality, dream maker vibes, and making money. Anyway, that's happening. If you're curious, hit me up with a DM. Love you dearly. Thanks for being here. Talk to you soon. Mwah. There's always something else that I remember I want to say once I've pressed stop. So I'm back quickly to let you know that I am going to create a new Calendly link for one-on-one mentoring. I'm going to create 3 or 4 spots open every week. They'll probably go pretty quickly, and I might have less spots when it's school holiday time. But those mentoring sessions, I am genuinely, hand on my heart, a master at clarity. So if you bring me your ideation, your dream, where you're at, where you want to be, I will just walk you through. You don't even need to do any preparation. I will take you through a process and be in conversation with you that will activate so much clarity. It will help really clarify what your roadblocks are, your limitations, scarcity, whatever is there for you. Will clear the decks on that and give you a really clear, doable, sustainable plan that excites the hell out of you and gets you into forward momentum. That is my jam. I have been doing it for years. I am very good at it. And I had a download last week that I'm just going to open 4 spots every week and just play the game with people, because It is one of my most favorite things to do. Like, I get so much life force energy by supporting someone else to bring their dream into reality. So creating a little bit of extra space for it. So if you are curious and want to know about it, hit me up. That's it. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. And peace out. Lots of love. Dreammakers, before we peace out from this episode, if you would love deep in your heart to be making more money with your heart work in the world so that you can have more money when you need it or when you want it or to fund the big dream into real life, don't forget to go and check out Push the Money button. Go to my Instagram at CV Dreammaker to learn more. Love you dearly. Peace out. Till next time. Mwah.